Was in again of you.
Hello.
Hey, I'm trying to speak with Elizabeth.
Oh, this is her.
All right, Elizabeth, how you doing now? This is Billy with Hoffman Mazur.
Oh, okay. I am so sorry. I have to go to a conference right now.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, I So, should I give you a call back later, is what you're saying?
Well, what is it about?
Well, this is about the Homestay mobile application. We had a pretty elaborate conversation about, and then I texted you, and I mentioned that I have the scope of work document sitting ready with me, and I was trying to get some times from you on when you're available, and I just did not hear it back. So I'm just trying to reconnect with you and try and pick up from where we left off. Do you recall the
Oh,
conversation
okay.
we had?
Yes, I do, but I believe I did text you back and asked you if it was still in relation to the estimate for how much the app would cost, because really that's just what I needed to know, was only like how much it would cost, just so we had an idea of how much it would cost.
Okay, yeah,
Yes.
I did not get a text message from you, just so you know, but as far as the quotation is concerned, I did give you some numbers the first time we spoke about it.
Yes. Yeah, so that was, yeah, that's all I was calling about initially.
Okay.
But I don't know. I did reach out. I don't know. I guess it probably just didn't send. But I apologize if you didn't receive a text message.
Oh no,
But
that is no worries at all. Yeah. So,
so
yeah.
I guess is there, I mean, really all that I needed for the time being was how much it would cost.
Okay.
So what was the other stuff that you were calling about?
Well, to the first on the first call, just to kind of help you with a refresher. On the first call, we discussed the features briefly. You sent me a PDF of the Homestay application and all that you put together yourself. And we discussed a couple options on whether you'd like the design to be revamped or not, or whether you'd like to use the same design. And towards the end of that call, I did give you some numbers. And then we decided after you heard the numbers and you told me that this is what you were expecting in terms of the pricing. We decided that I'd go ahead and I'd sit with my team. I'd prepare a more like a scope of work document to detail each of the features out to their bone, and then we'd reconvene at a better time and go through the document as the next step towards getting this going. So,
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So I don't know if you are still willing to send over the document, but as far as like actually starting up the app, we are not ready to do that yet.
Okay. So, all right, that answers. So, when do you think you should be good to get going? And what kind of timeline did you have in mind when we spoke about it the first time?
Currently, the timeline is unknown. I'm not sure when I want to start this. I need basically just created a business plan so we'd know like everything that it would entail, and how much we would need. And so now our next steps is just figuring out when we want to do that or if we do want to move forward with the idea. But right now we haven't decided.
Yeah, I mean it's just that. I mean you had the designs wireframes ready, and you were okay, kind of okay with the cost as well. I did mention that we could work that around, and we could lay down a couple options on how you can pursue it. So, for example, if you don't want to do the complete application, there are other ways to go about it in terms of finances as well. But we, of course, we didn't go into a lot of that detail. But I was kind of expecting that you were more prepared to get started since you had the designs and you had the idea of your business as well and what you were trying to accomplish. And it just doesn't sound like the same this time. I might be jumping the guns on you, but so like were you just shopping around for a number and just to put that on your business plan is what you're saying?
Yes. Yes, that is what I was calling about initially.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
so we were
okay.
just trying to figure out how much it would cost accurately to see if we, yeah, just how much
okay,
it would
I
cost overall to see how much it would cost to start up the business. But what I can do is once we figure out what we're doing, if we do end up starting up the idea, I will for sure give you a call back because you were very thorough with me and helped me understand
you.
Every little aspect of it, which I really appreciate. But, yeah, I will keep your contact in here, and I will surely remember to call you back if we end up getting this started up.
I'd appreciate that. It sounds totally fair. And I realize you want to leave for your conference, but, you know, you can just let me know if we need to hang up, right? But I just wanted to confirm, you know, now that I've got you on the phone right now, you know, what are the next steps for you from here, if you don't mind me asking? Like, is it about, you know, getting your partners on the same page? Is it about the finances? Is it about the offline operations and the moving pieces, the moving, you know, parts of this business offline, apart from the software? What exactly are we looking at in terms of, you know, the next steps from here for yourself?
So, yeah, so right now I'm actually, so the conference that I'm going to right now is actually on this business idea that I'm going to present to investors and other heads of business and such. But anyways, we're just going to see. Sorry, I'm just like heading out the house right now.
That's right. I just want to make sure I'm not, you know, I'm not bothering you. You know, if you can still speak, you know, speak while you're moving, I'd appreciate it. But otherwise, I can give you a call at a better time. You know,
Oh, sorry. I can probably speak for like another 5 minutes or so, but I do really have to go. But yeah, this conference that I'm going to right now is to talk to like investors and other heads of business to see if they would be interested in the idea. And if they are, or, you know, we get some people who would be interested in the idea, I would definitely consider moving forward with it. But I really want to make sure that we could actually get investors before rolling into action.
Of course. So one last question. So have you heard about crowdfunding, by the way?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'll leave you at this, Elizabeth. I think, you know, it's best that we stay connected, if you allow. I mean, it's up to you, of course. But if you would like to reconvene with me once you're done with the conference, not, you know, it doesn't have to be today, but any time during this week or next, and, you know, you'd like to, because I'd like to give you a bit of a, you know, workaround as far as the investment is concerned. That, you know, the only thing that I think when someone tells me they're starting a business and they're going out to, you know, capital investors, you know, you're going to be diluting a lot of your equity essentially at this time. And essentially for nothing, right? And because right now everything is on paper, and it's not a working business, and you know, it's not an operational, let alone a profitable business right now. So you'd get a far lower, you know, valuation, as you call it, at this time. And you know, say if someone shares with you about 50% of the cost of the software development itself. And against that, if they take about 50% of your company, you're just giving it out, you know, for peanuts, right? You're giving out about your 50% of your company for, you know, next to nothing, right? So there are other ways to go about raising the funding, ways where you don't have to divest your equity as well. But I think we need a better time and a better phone call to be able to go over those options and how we can come handy in terms of helping you pursue this, if you'd like to do it, or if you'd even like to consider other options apart from, you know, going to a venture investor and giving them, or, you know, giving them sweat equity or giving them capital equity, and then, you know, losing out a piece of your business.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, I will definitely reach out to you guys then if we get this started up. I'm not really expecting anyone to, I guess, see that they want to invest today, but I'm just curious about how much interest there is in my business, if that makes sense.
Right.
But yes, I definitely agree with you. Having someone take 50% of my business would not be ideal. So yes, I appreciate
you.
That.
No, thank you. I just wanted to add here that, I've been doing this for about a decade now, and I've helped clients raise investments, and then I've seen them raising investments on their own as well. And I can tell you for a fact that, when you don't have something in the works, when the business is not operational, you're losing out potential investors, people who could otherwise invest if your business was, you had a proof of concept, or at least you're done, at least the first 50 or 100 clients. That is when, you'd get a lot more investors at a lot better valuation versus right now when it's just on paper and it's just an idea, right? But you give it your shot, and if nothing, this is going to help you test some waters about whether there is a market for something like this or not. And then, of course, if we get to work together, we will do the industry and the competitor research for you as well. But all I'm trying to say is that, I think you already said this, but just don't keep too high hopes as far as raising an investment from an individual or an institutional investor is concerned, because they like to see something before they can invest into something, especially when it's an online business and more like an aggregator, where you're providing a service and a platform rather than a product itself.
That makes sense. Yeah, that does make sense. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. So, Elizabeth, let's, if you want to do this, let's continue the conversation at a better time. You have my number, I think, and, you could just leave me a text message. And, the only thing I'm thinking right now is I might just miss your text again. So do you mind if I give you a call tomorrow or sometime early next week just to kind of have a quick chat and see how the meeting went and everything?
Is fine, but I would probably prefer if I could reach out to you just once we get this idea up and running, because I don't know how long it's going to be. Would you just be calling me about investing?
Yeah, I mean, on the next call, we'd just be bouncing off ideas and how you can go about the finances, and then, not just the finances, the operational aspect of the business as well. I mean, what the other competitors are doing, what you need to be prepared with, head on, as soon as the software is done. So really just a chat with a friend kind of a thing. And you wouldn't, I wouldn't expect you to sign up or anything. So, I mean, unless you're thinking that, I'd send you a contract to sign up. That's not the case. I just thought it'd be, it'd be good if we could follow up on this and, keep the conversation going. But otherwise, if you feel like it's futile at this time, then I totally appreciate that as well.
Okay, awesome. Well, how about this? Maybe give me a text in about a week or so, and I will let you know where we're at with it and whether or not we're at a good place to call and chat about it as far as moving forward with it goes. I am about to graduate, so it is a very busy time for me right now. My last class was actually yesterday. So.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Just give me a text or something like that maybe next week, and I will kind of let you know if we should talk then or in the future when I have a little bit more ideas about it.
Perfect. That sounds like a plan. As far as the idea is concerned, that's something we'd be helping you with as well. Of course, we have, it's just not me. It's the team as well that's behind the scenes, and, they've been doing this for bread and butter for, sometimes for over 10 years, just like myself. So as far as the moving parts and the operational aspects and the ideas are concerned, we'd be happy to pitch in. As far as the finances are concerned and how you go about that, we'll try and guide you in the right direction for that as well. That said, Elizabeth, I know you want to leave. I'll let you go for the day, and I'll leave you a text message sometime next week, like you mentioned, and we'll see if we are in a position to speak about this once again.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's my pleasure. Thank you for your time, Elizabeth. I'll let you go for the day. All right? You have a good one. Enjoy the
thank
conference.
You, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.